that country charm, and it's working on me tonight. Yeah, it's working on me tonight.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. After House Speaker Mike Johnson announced the House will vote on a standalone Israel military aid bill opposed to a bipartisan border security bill that would contain the same aid, the conservative Republican House Freedom Caucus has today come out against that move. About a dozen Republican state governors are at the border in Eagle Pass, Texas, urging the president and Congress to act. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
The president is obligated by laws passed by Congress to actually secure the border and deny illegal entry.
Critics say a President Biden effort to impose restrictions on asylum seekers was struck down by a federal appeals court, so action by Congress is needed. Moving into Southern California, a monster storm, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass.
This storm is a serious weather event. This has the potential to be a historic storm, severe winds, thunderstorms, and even brief tornadoes.
This is ABC News. The Gaza war continues deadly as the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt try to get a deal to stop the fighting and free 132 hostages, including several Americans. ABC's Jordana Miller in Jerusalem.
The Hamas-run health ministry says over 125 Gazans killed overnight in Israeli airstrikes and other attacks around Khan Yunis. The IDF pushing further south towards Rafah, the Egyptian border crossing.
The IDF being the Israeli military. Salvadorans voting today in presidential and lawmaking elections, with many expressing willingness to forego some elements of democracy if it means keeping gang violence at bay. With soaring approval ratings and virtually no competition, Nayib Bukele was among certainly headed for a second five-year term as El Salvador's president. Moscow-installed officials say Ukrainian shelling killed at least 28 people at a bakery in one Russian-occupied city today. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Partly cloudy with patchy fog later tonight, low 25. Sun and cloud mix tomorrow, staying tranquil with a high of 47. And scattered clouds and fog possible tomorrow night with a low of 28. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm. And after a daytime high of 48, our current temperature is 46 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
Today is Sunday, February 4th. Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Tim Thied. Authorities say a Wisconsin police officer fatally shot an armed motorist who approached officers. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation says the motorist had fled a traffic stop Friday night in the village of North Fond du Lac in Winnebago County. A pursuit ensued, and police set up a tire deflation device on an interstate, forcing his vehicle to stop. Police say the suspect called 911 to report that they had a gun, then got out of the car and began to approach officers. A North Fond du Lac officer shot the motorist. Dozens of psychedelic startup companies are racing to begin selling mind-expanding drugs for depression and other mental health conditions, riding a wave of promising research and media hype. The rush to market has sparked patent battles among companies trying to claim key ingredients, found in magic mushrooms and other drugs, most of which have been used recreationally for decades. The commercial push has rattled longtime advocates who dreamed of making psychedelics widely available for mental health and personal growth. Instead, many fear the drugs will become expensive, specialty medicines controlled by a handful of companies. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office has announced the passing of retired canine Roscoe at the age of 14. Roscoe served Iowa County from 2010 to 2021, partnered with canine supervisor Sergeant Gunderson. Roscoe was responsible for hundreds of narcotics seizures, tracks for suspects, tracks for at-risk citizens, evidence searches, and helping protect the community. Roscoe was also a fan favorite at many schools and community demonstrations. February is American Health Heart Month. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. That's been the case for a century. Chrissy Meyer is with the American Heart Association.
Nearly half of all people in the U.S. have some type of cardiovascular disease.
Many people in small communities live a long drive from a doctor's help. People in rural Wisconsin are urged to learn CPR.
Making sure that individuals, when faced with a cardiac emergency, know exactly what to do to help save the life of most likely a loved one is so vital and so important.
A new Heart Association study finds nearly 4 out of 10 people with high blood pressure are unaware that they have it. Myers says that puts a lot of people at risk for heart attacks and strokes. The Richland Center High School Band will present its annual Pops concert tomorrow night at 7:30 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Featured performing groups will be the Freshman Concert Band and Symphonic Band. The evening will feature a wide range of rock, pop, movie, and musical styles and will include music from the bands Toto, Chicago, Kansas, ABBA, Journey, and composer Henry Mancini. Cost of admission is $5 per person, with senior citizens admitted for free. Alliant Energy customers in the Blue River to Boaz area should note a couple of potential upcoming power outages. Due to a house being moved from Blue River to Muscadet, customers may experience power outages Tuesday morning at 9 and again on Tuesday night from 10 through possibly early Wednesday morning. The American Red Cross continues to experience an emergency blood shortage as severe winter weather in January further impacted the ability to rebuild the blood supply. Nearly 15,000 blood and platelet donations were uncollected. Blood and platelet donors are urged to give now to help ensure life-saving medical procedures are not delayed. Individuals are urged to make an appointment now to give blood or platelets. 2 blood drives will be held in the area this week. A blood drive will be held on Tuesday, from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. Another will be held on Wednesday from 9 to 2 at Wisconsin Heights High School. Appointments can be made by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation will hold a public involvement meeting on Tuesday to discuss improvements on Wisconsin 60 from U.S. 61 to County W in Crawford and Richland counties. This project involves resurfacing around 4 miles of Wisconsin 60 from U.S. 61 to County W. Additionally, the existing 3-foot paved shoulder would be extended to 5 feet to improve the safety of the roadway. The project is currently scheduled for construction in 2029 and will remain open to traffic under flagging operations. The objective of this meeting is to familiarize the public with the purpose and need for the project and to obtain input on the proposed improvements. The meeting is scheduled for Tuesday from 5 to 6 at the Richland Town Hall. Adjacent property owners are encouraged to attend the meeting. If unable to attend, or for more information, contact Wisconsin DOT Project Manager Paul Valenti at 608-785-9063 or paul.valenti, that's V-A-L-E-N-T-I, at dot.wi.gov. Written comments can be mailed to Paul Valenti at 3550 Mormon Cooley Road, La Crosse, Wisconsin, 54601. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding agricultural producers and private landowners to apply for the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program. Enrollment opened January 12th, and applications will be accepted on first-come, first-served basis until July 31st or until the acreage cap is met. CREP is a state and federally funded land management resource for landowners and producers wanting to set aside agricultural land located along streams, lakes, and wetlands from production. By enrolling in CREP, the landowners benefit from the financial incentive and flexible nature of the program and have reduced financial risk by mitigating issues such as nutrient loss and crop damage from frequent flooding on their marginal agricultural lands. The program offers two different conservation practice options, 15-year agreements and perpetual easements. Those in 15-year agreements receive upfront and annual rental payments with the ability to re-enroll with their when their contract expires. Land enrolled in perpetual easement receive a significantly higher upfront payment in addition to annual payments with potential for selective land use activities to be allowed for 15 years. Additionally, there is no minimum acreage enrollment requirement, giving landowners the ability to implement conservation practices and maintain the agricultural property tax benefits on these enrolled portions while keeping the rest in production. Additional information about eligibility and enrollment can be found at DATCAP's website. To apply, contact your county land conservation department or local farm service agency office. WRCO News Time is 5:11. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Today is Sunday, February 4th. Don M. Goff Stevenson, age 58, of Marquette, Iowa, died Thursday at her home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Piha Funeral Home in Elroy, with a service to follow at 3. Following the service, a meal and gathering will be held at Just One Bar and Grill in Reedsburg. Don M. Goff Stephenson, age 58, of Marquette, Iowa.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. I hope you enjoyed this sunny, beautiful, spring-like weekend that we've had throughout the state. We sat under mostly sunny skies as high temperatures climbed to the upper 40s. It felt wonderful. Smiles on everyone's faces, like summer isn't too far, right? Well, we'll see about that. Tonight will become partly cloudy with some patchy fog possible later as lows fall to 25 degrees. We'll continue to have light winds overnight and through tomorrow as well as we stay pretty under a mix of sun and clouds and tranquil conditions as highs climb back to the upper 40s. By Monday night, more clouds and fog possible once again as we fall back below freezing to the upper 20s. This blocking high pressure system stays over the Great Lakes in the Midwest area, continuing to give us partly sunny skies on Tuesday. And with the wind pumping out of the south, gusting up to 15 miles per hour, it's going to get us a bit warmer, to highs tapping 50 degrees. As the high pressure starts to weaken and give out on Wednesday, clouds build back in and we turn a bit breezy. But don't worry, temperatures stay very mild and unseasonable for this time of year. In fact, by Wednesday, highs hit the low 50s. And Thursday, they climb into the mid 50s. That'll be the warmest day of the week. With breezy winds and gray skies, we'll have rain rolling in throughout the day though. So it's going to be quite damp and dreary. And that continues into Friday as well. And behind that stronger storm system, we see cooler air spilling in. It's nothing too drastic right away. We're not going to fall below zero or anything like that, but we will hit the upper 40s by Friday and by Saturday, falling to the low 40s. The weather becomes a little bit more active as we push into the middle of the month, so keep in mind that winter weather may not be completely out of the picture just yet. I know that's a bit hard to believe after today, and in fact, this entire week, with record high temperatures being struck all across the state. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly clear and 46 degrees after a daytime high of 48 and a morning low of 23. Yesterday's high was 46 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1890 is 55 degrees with a record low of 33 below set back in 1996. Last year's high was 34 with a low of 5. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:17 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:13. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 30.08 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 46 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
The SWAL-SWC Wrestling Clash was held yesterday. With more, here's Bill Twining.
In February of 1989, at the Williams Fieldhouse on the UW-Platteville campus, a combined conference wrestling tournament was birthed. This past Saturday, the 35th annual installment of the All-SWAL-SWC Conference Clash was held at Mineral Point High School. The tourney featured three of the highest-ranked teams in the WIAA, along with nearly 30 top-ranked individuals. When it was all over, the second-ranked Division III team had come out on top as the Ryan Allen-coached Iowa Grant Highland squad came away with the team championship for the first time since 2012. Prairie du Chien, ranked second among Division II schools, finished in the runner-up spot, while two-time defending conference champion and top-ranked Division III school Fenimore finished in third place. Here are the team scores from the clash on Saturday. Iowa Grant Highland totaled 264 points to 228.5 for Prairie du Chien and 224 for Fenimore. Host Mineral Point was a close fourth place, 7 points back with 217, while Darlington Blackhawk was fifth with 157.5. Rounding out the scoring in the 13-team event were Cuba City, Benton Southwestern, Lancaster, 8th place Riverdale with 125.5 points, followed by Dodgeville, Belmont Platteville, River Valley, Richland Center, and Boscobel Wazika Steuben. Fenimore did lead the way with 4 individual champions, while Dodgeville had 3. Team champion Iowa Grant Highland, along with Darlington Blackhawk, each had 2 winners, while Prairie du Chien, Mineral Point, and Cuba City Benton Southwestern all had 1. Individually, 7 wrestlers claimed their second conference tournament championship, while 5 others, including 2-time winner Rowan Carey of Mineral Point, were denied. The tournament's most valuable wrestler was unbeaten junior Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk, who defeated reigning champ Ian Crapp of Fenimore in a 3-2 final at 144 pounds. Winning their second conference titles at the Clash were unbeaten sophomore Hocken Peterson of Dodgeville at 113 pounds, unbeaten senior Charlie Might of the Dodgers at 120, sophomore Hunter Stevens of Iowa Grant Highland at 132, junior Cade Rule of Mineral Point at 165, junior Blake Teary of Prairie du Chien at 215, and senior Fenimore teammates Wyatt Annan at 190 and Evan Grotz at 285. Denied repeat titles in addition to Rowan Carey of Mineral Point, who lost an 8-2 final to Hunter Stevens of Iowa Grant Highland, were runners-up Ian Crapp of Fenimore and Maddox Goble of Darlington Blackhawk, third-place winner Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grant Highland, and fourth-place finisher Jeremiah Avery of Prairie du Chien. 3 other former champions of the Clash were not on the mat Saturday, but hope to compete in the WIAA regional round coming up this weekend. Teague Perkins of Richland Center, Reed Spurley of Dodgeville, and Wyatt Miles of Fenimore. Rounding out the list of individual champions are freshman Shane Rashan of Dodgeville at 106 pounds, senior Ethan Aird of Darlington Blackhawk at 126, unbeaten senior Elliot Biba of Iowa Grant Highland at 138, senior Cale Dinar of Cuba City Benton Southwestern at 175, along with Fenimore teammate Sider Zansavage at 150, and Tristan Stelt at 157. Here's a look at how area teams fared Saturday at the All-SWAL-SWC Conference Wrestling Clash. For Richland Center and coach Silas Coleman, senior Teague Perkins was unavailable to wrestle, but junior Ethan Hady led the way with a runner-up finish at 113 pounds, posting his 100th career victory in the quarterfinal round. Senior Cole Brenninger was next with a third-place medal at 190, while both sophomore Ethan Bodendine at 157 and junior Braden Kleppe at 285 placed 6th. Senior Emma Hady won 3 matches, including 2 by fall, and placed 7th at 106 pounds. Friday night, in the debut All-Girls Clash Tournament, Richland Center's lone entrant, sophomore Madeline Muller, won all 3 matches at a conference championship at 132 pounds. For River Valley and coaches Dan Makovic and TJ Wanneke, the Blackhawks were wrestling without junior Noah Radke, but did have 4 wrestlers place, led by junior Wyatt Knockreiner's third-place effort at 150 pounds. Sophomores Ben Reese at 113 and Mason Schulte at 138 both placed 4th, while yet another sophomore, Blake Brickle, placed 7th at 175. On Friday night for the River Valley girls, Montana Joels won a championship. Aubrey Conway and Cheyenne Reese were runners-up, and Olive Corbett placed 3rd in the girls' tournament. Riverdale and coach Jeff Campbell were missing 3 stalwarts from the lineup, Riley Wanick, Caden Rennish, and Treston Rennish. A pair of chieftains reached the finals on Saturday, but both finished 2nd. Sophomores Brody Meese at 126 and Grant Matthews at 285. Senior Sean Duffy took home a third-place medal at 138 pounds, while sophomore Terry Sage was 4th at 106. Other Riverdale place winners were freshman Lakota Brewer, 5th at 120 pounds, and juniors Jordan Bombkamp at 113 and Talon Childs at 165, who both placed 7th. Boscobel Wazika Steuben and coach Lance Wetter had just 4 wrestlers in the lineup at the Clash. Leading the way for the Bulldogs was sophomore Job Wetter, who won his final 2 matches and placed 5th at 157. Dodgeville came away with 3 individual champions for coaches Ryan Lord and Rod Muller, sweeping the first 3-way classes behind Shane Rashan, Hocken Peterson, and Charlie Might. The only other place winners for the Dodgers was sophomore Nathan Johnson, 4th at 132. Friday night at the girls' clash, Dodgeville had conference champs in Ava Lord and Sierra Davenport, while Brielle Walmer placed 4th. Host Mineral Point and coach Curtis Fiedler saw 8 wrestlers place in the top 7, while the Pointers stayed in the hunt for the team title for most of the day. Champion Cade Rule and runner-up Rowan Carey led the way, while both juniors Lennon Ewert at 106 and Matt Orrett at 285 won third-place matches. Also for Mineral Point, senior Mac Busser was 4th at 215. Freshman Elliot Kite at 113 and Jacob Dannenberg at 144 won their 5th-place bouts, and sophomore Trent Culver was 7th at 157. Friday night for the Mineral Point girls, both Delia Collins and Emily Heisner won individual championships. Finally, for team champion Iowa Grant Highland, 2 champs led the way on Saturday, sophomore Hunter Stevens and senior Elliot Biba. Juniors Tyson Imhoff at 150 and Bodie Brockop of 215 each finished as runners-up. 3 teammates won their third-place matches, freshman Brock Hinderman, sophomore Jackson Bussey, and senior Emerson Moen. Freshman Max Kelly and junior Gavin Hinderman each placed 4th. Junior Bronson McCone was 5th, and 3 teammates, Jace Cotter, Lucas Christensen, and Darren Loffenberg, all placed 6th for Iowa Grant Highland, which saw 13 wrestlers place anywhere from 1st through 6th place. Repeating, Iowa Grant Highland took the team championship Saturday at the 35th annual All-SWAL-SWC Conference Wrestling Clash hosted by Mineral Point High School. Junior Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk at 144 pounds was named the tournament's most outstanding wrestler. Lancaster's girls team captured the team title at the girls' clash on Friday evening. Next year's clash is being planned for Prairie du Chien High School. For WRCO Sports and David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Also, Phil Nee has a look at an area wrestling meet that was held in Biola yesterday.
The 17th Annual Scenic Ridge Wrestling Tournament was held at Kickapoo High School Saturday, and Ithaca Weston, trying for a six-peat, did not accomplish the conference championship. After winning it since 2019, they were appended in the team score by Royal, which had a big day on Saturday, scoring 198 points. New Lisbon was second at 133. Ithaca Weston was third with 122 points. Then DeSoto with 118. Pecatonica Argyle, 89.5. Hillsboro scored 86. North Crawford Seneca was seventh with 79. Brookwood, 8th with 65. Cashton took 9th at 62. River Ridge Cassville, 10th with 58 points. And Kickapoo Lafarge with 57 was 11th. Looking at some of the individual honors and awards, first of all, beginning at 106 pounds, it was a first-place finish for Jared Grimslet of North Crawford Seneca. Taking second, Brendan Rick of Royal. Carrick Thompson of Ithaca Weston wrestled back to third place. Kaysen Edgerton of New Lisbon was fourth. Calvin Marks of Hillsboro, fifth. And Cameron Worley of River Ridge Cassville finished sixth. In the 113-pound weight class, Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle became a 3-time Scenic Ridge champion as he was crowned a first-place winner at 113. Second-place Parker Milsna of Cashton, third Sam Noble of North Crawford Seneca, Tristan Hughes of Kickapoo Lafarge was fourth, and Chloe Turner of Royal, fifth. Moving to 120 pounds, Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle took a championship. Second place, Ethan Stoll of Ithaca Weston. Jet Bender of Royal, third. Logan Gajewski, Hillsboro, fourth. Devin Pangborn of New Lisbon was fifth. And Dom Torgerson of Kickapoo Lafarge finished sixth. At 126, Alexander Radovich of New Lisbon was first. Kasten Gazda of Brookwood, second. Blake Bingham of Ithaca Weston wrestled back to third. Jacob Jacks, New Lisbon, was fourth. Zachary Bell of Hillsboro took fifth. And the sixth-place wrestler was Luke Sigg of Pecatonica Argyle. At 132 at Scenic Ridge, it was Gunnar Wopat of Royal capturing a championship, followed by Jacob Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle second, Landon Sanders of DeSoto third, fourth place Kai Pinkanen of Brookwood, fifth place Ben Radovich of New Lisbon, and sixth place Andrew Hora of Hillsboro. At 138, Reed Sawyer of New Lisbon took first, second place Damon Phillips of Royal, third place Cale Koenig, River Ridge Cassville, and Isaac Tyne of Hillsboro, fourth. At 144, Colin McKittrick of Royal was first. Second place, Thomas Sprosty, North Crawford Seneca, and Henner Gomez of Brookwood finished third. At 150 pounds, some of the highlights included a win for Jackson Bender of Royal as a champion over Trenton Baldwin of DeSoto, who finished second. Braden Scaife of River Ridge Cassville third. Will Dasher, Pecatonica Argyle fourth. Fifth place was Reese Drew of River Ridge Cassville, and Jacob Glidden of North Crawford Seneca was sixth. At 157, Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston became their first champion of the day. Turner Calhoun of Royal was second. Irvin Novacek of Hillsboro, third. Lakota Webster DeSoto, fourth. Nick Bird, New Lisbon, fifth. And Joe Childs, River Ridge Cassville, finished sixth. At 165 pounds, Seth Greeno of DeSoto was a champion as he got by Logan Anderson in the championship round. Anderson of Ithaca Weston finished second. Colton Clark of Kickapoo Lafarge was third. And Dylan O'Brien, New Lisbon, finished fourth. At 175, Jack Schreier of Cashton was a champion. Samson Degner Royal second. Peyton Krager of DeSoto third. Maverick McCauley of Kickapoo Lafarge was fourth. Sam Weidmeyer of Brookwood was fifth. And Tyler Brewer, River Ridge Cassville, finished sixth. In the 190-pound weight class, Trenton Fry of Royal was first, Ryan McCoyick of Hillsboro second, Sawyer Swigum, North Crawford Seneca, finished third, Keegan Colden of DeSoto was fourth, Kaylee Manning of Ithaca Weston was fifth, and Addison Ebert of Royal was sixth. In the 215-pound weight class, Caleb Burkram of Ithaca Weston captured a championship. For Caleb, he was a returning champion, so he wins his second in his career at Ithaca Weston. Justin Obert of DeSoto was second. Marilla Rodriguez of Brookwood was third. Chris Clark, Kickapoo Lafarge, fourth. The fifth place wrestler was Trey Bailey of New Lisbon. And Hunter Hatlin of North Crawford Seneca finished sixth. And at 285 pounds, Dominic Quarney of New Lisbon was a champion. Owen Callahan of River Ridge Cassville, second. Henry Brigham, Cashton, third. Jaden McGraw of Hillsboro was fourth. Madden McCluskey of Royal was fifth. And Mac Neef, who was the top-seeded wrestler coming in, finished sixth after injury during the tournament. That's the way it went at Scenic Ridge Rivers Conference Tournament 2024 at Kickapoo High School. Again, for the first time since 2018, someone other than Ithaca Weston won the conference championship. It was Royal with 198 points. Ithaca Weston finished behind New Lisbon, which was second, 133, and Ithaca Weston was third with 122 among the 11 teams at Scenic Ridge Conference Tournament. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thanks, Phil. And elsewhere in high school sports, that was held yesterday in boys basketball action. Royal beat Blair Taylor by a score of 66-53. It was La Crosse Central over Sauk Prairie, 64-51. Reedsburg defeated Mauston, 56-52. Mount Horeb beat Turner, 70-62. Also, we had some girls action going on yesterday. And first of all, Royal defeated Blair Taylor by a score of 58-35. Edgewood beat Barneveld 56-30, and it was Dodgeville over Potosi Cassville by a score of 87-39. Lance Jones scored 20 points. Jack Eady joined another exclusive club, and number 2 Purdue beat number 6 Wisconsin 75-69 today for its 7th consecutive victory. Purdue took the lead for good midway through the first half and extended its Big Ten lead to 1.5 games. Edie had 18 points, 13 rebounds, and 3 blocked shots. He joined Patrick Ewing and David Robinson as the only players in NCAA history to combine 2,000 career points, 1,000 rebounds, and 200 blocks while shooting at least 60% from the field. Also, in men's basketball today in the Big Ten, there's going to be a game tonight. It's being played between Nebraska. They'll be at number 14, Illinois. So it'll be number 14, Illinois, hosting Nebraska. Tip-off for that game just happened moments ago. And yesterday in the Big Ten, Penn State beat Indiana by a score of 85-71. It was Minnesota over Northwestern, 75-66. Rutgers defeated Michigan 69-59, and Michigan State beat Maryland 63-54. Also yesterday in state colleges, Platteville beat River Falls 82-73. Lacrosse beat Stevens Point 79-61. Oshkosh beat Eau Claire by a score of 88-67, and it was Whitewater over Stout by a score of 79-46. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 48 points, and the Milwaukee Bucks overcame a 25-point deficit for their first victory under coach Doc Rivers, beating the Dallas Mavericks 129-117 last night. The Bucks lost their first two with Rivers on the bench after the midseason firing of first-year coach Adrian Griffin. Damian Lillard scored 30 points in the second biggest comeback victory this season for Milwaukee. Luka Doncic had 40 points and 11 assists for Dallas. Rivers' first victory with the Bucks also means he and his staff will coach the Eastern Conference in the All-Star game on February 18th. The Milwaukee staff gets the All-Star nod because Joe Mazzulla's of the East leading Boston is ineligible after coaching in the game last year. The Bucks will be in Utah tonight to face the Jazz. Tip-off will be at 7, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at 6:30. And elsewhere in the NBA today, the Magic beat the Pistons 111-99. It was the Suns over the Wizards 140-112. And then games that are going on right now, they're in the end of the first quarter, and the Grizzlies are trailing the Celtics 29-21. The Pacers lead the Hornets with 1 minute and 3 seconds left in the first quarter. And also in the first quarter, the Heat are leading the Clippers 16-11, and that's with 4:16 left in the first quarter. Other games that are going to be going on tonight is the Raptors will be at the Thunder, the Timberwolves will be hosting the Rockets, and the Nuggets will be hosting the Trailblazers. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. A special day which benefits the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. There will be a food stand open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Vitesnik Power Sports, the A.J. McGuire family, George and Diane Nautical, and the Avoca and Rural Fire Department. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th at the annual fishery in Avoca.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Surprise the love of your life with a Valentine's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Choose from stunning rose bouquets, beautiful flower arrangements, box chocolates, candy bouquets, blooming plants, and so much more. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Valentine's Day is Wednesday, February 14th. Order early for best selection. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center.
100.9 WRCO. I can tell by the way that you're stirring the drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Said that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right now I'm begging you, please, why don't you save me the trouble? Keep those pretty blue eyes to yourself. Why don't you save me the trouble? Give that heartache to somebody else. If you're the kind of girl that's only gonna wanna love and leave a guy like me alone in this pie-drinking devil, why don't you save me the trouble? Save me the trouble, baby. Myself falling all crazy. Cause just a little kiss and I can never get you out of my mind. So before you go wreck my whole life, why don't you save me the trouble? Keep those pretty blue eyes to yourself. Why don't you save me?
Take me the long way around. when I walked in. I'd be falling for somewhere I've never been. Take me the long way around your town. Were you the queen with the silver crown? I want your embellishing stories, your faults and your glories that made you who you are right now. Take me the long way around.
That was Brett Eldridge with The Long Way. And just wanted to pass this along one more time from the WRCO Lost and Found Department. Lost, a yellow lab with an orange collar. The dog was lost between Fiddler's Green and Hustler's Ridge by County Road SR. If you find this dog, please call 920-602-1250. And coming up shortly at the top of the hour, we'll be bringing you Old Country. Bo Hendricks will be playing some great classic country music for your entertainment. So if you like classic country music, you're going to love Old Country from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Also coming up tonight, we have some great NBA basketball action for you on WRCE. It'll feature the Milwaukee Bucks at the Utah Jazz. The Bucks are looking to make it two in a row, and the tip-off for that contest will be at 7, and you can hear the pregame starting at around 6:30. That can be heard on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fisherie, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament starts at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fisherie participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. Grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Walsh's Ace Hardware, Big Prairie Storage, and Jones Chevrolet. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th for the annual Fisherie. Don't miss it.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from the 7th to the 14th of February, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, J.J. Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
WRCO 100.9. Physical, what was the deal? Or did some kind of
wonder where you've always been. I was hiding in doubt till you brought me out of my chrysalis. Then I
Casey Musgraves with Butterflies, and with me, I'm going to have to be like a butterfly and fly out of here, and well, I won't be flying out of here, I'll be walking out of here, and so I can make room for Bo Hendricks, who'll be in with Old Country starting at around 6, from 6 until midnight, and after that, then we will have some great music during the overnight, and tomorrow morning, be sure to tune in, Phil Neal will be bringing you the Light in the Milk House show. He'll have some great music, trivia, sports. You'll have Hank in the studio for a little bit of Phil and Hank and morning show, and just a lot of entertaining stuff. The only way Mr. Phil Nee knows how to present it. Me, I'm going to be back tomorrow. I'll be back around 5:20 doing the sports report, and that'll be before we bring you high school sports action. I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRC a part of your day, and hope you will have a great evening. And coming up next, taking us up to Old Country Time, is I'd Have to Kiss You by Brian Milson. Now, not me. I don't have to kiss you. I wouldn't have to kiss you. Brian Milson would have to. The artist would. But anyways, Brian Milson's going to take us up to the top of the hour. All right. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And please, stay safe.
Changed it all. You still got that glow about you. Me, I'm working night shifting. I don't see the old crew much. Am I talking too much? How's your mama? How's your friends? Let's keep it in the present tense. 'Cause if you ask me how I've been, I could say, but then I'd have to kiss you like the good old days. Hold you close like nothing's changed. If you don't wanna see me brokenhearted, don't get me started. Rolling like a snowball, baby, down memory lane and going all crazy. If you wanna know if I really miss you, I could tell you, but I'd have to kiss you.
better bite my lip and hold my tongue. Tell myself what's done is done. The longer that this moment runs, the more I feel I might just have to kiss you like the good old days. Hold you close like nothing's changed. If you don't wanna see me brokenhearted, don't get me started. Rolling like a snowball, baby, down memory lane and going all crazy. If you wanna know if I really miss you, I can tell you, but I'd have to kiss you. On your lips all night over and over again. Maybe then you'll see exactly how I've been. I'd have to kiss you like the good old days. Hold you close like nothing's changed. If you don't